Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. The Amador County Arts Council is pivotal in bringing music, poetry, and other cultural events to the central Sierra Nevada foothills. And every Friday during summer, they have a free concert at a different venue across the county. This Friday, the Blowbacks will perform as part of their TGIF free summer concert series. Now, the location had to change due to the Coyote Fire, which began Wednesday in El Dorado County near the border of Amador. It is currently 5% contained and 624 acres as of this morning. That will continue to be updated throughout the day. But the concert will go on. Megan O'Keefe is the executive director of the Amador County Arts Council and serves as a teaching artist. They join us today to talk about the importance of providing arts experiences in rural communities. Megan, welcome to Insight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vicki.
Okay, so you got a lot of cool events happening in Amador County. Before we dive into all of that, when did you make the decision to move the location to this Friday's concert, given the wildfire taking place?
Oh, well, that's a great question. We've actually been on standby since the fire started. So the Amador County Fairgrounds function as a facility for fires, and it has happened before. So we were in touch with them late last night, and then this morning the final decision was made.
Have you personally been impacted or know anyone who's been impacted by the Coyote Fire?
I do have friends that live just a few miles away from the fire, but no one that I know has been evacuated. Mm.
So where has the concert been relocated to?
So the concert has been relocated to Domenico Winery, which is at 11655 Payne Road in Ione.
How popular is this TGIF summer series?
Oh my gosh. It was launched way back in 1998. And we bring about 10 or more concerts to the community every year since then, with the exception of the COVID pandemic. But we have served over 40,000 people free live music and produced more than 600 hours of live music.
It's also great that you show a little love all throughout the county. You move the location every Friday.
Yeah, we move the location because our county is rural and we are separated by winding roads and forests and wilderness. And so we try to keep those concerts moving around the county.
What do you love being part of the Arts Council in Amador County?
Oh my gosh. I have been impacted by the Arts Council since I was a kid, actually. I got to benefit from art classes growing up in Sutter Creek Elementary. And I got a scholarship from the Arts Council when I went to acting school. So the Art Council has had a lot of impacts on kids and emerging artists over the last several years. We were founded in 1982. And we have made grants to several arts organizations throughout the county. We promote artists at all levels, and we bring the community together. And so that's what I really like about it, is this idea that the arts bring people together.
Mm-hmm. I love Sutter Creek. I mean, I love lots of towns in Amador County. It's just a little bit further than Plymouth in Amador County as well. And you're a local, you're homegrown. What do the arts mean for you being in a rural community? I mean, it's only an hour outside of Sacramento, but it can feel really different than the city.
It can feel really different than the city. And for a lot of people in Amador County, we have households with one car or no car, and getting out of Amador County is really difficult. So working with the Art Council and the State Local Partner Program, we are able to bring the arts to Amador County so that people don't have to leave to experience exhibits and art experiences and cultural celebrations.
What other events and activities do you provide?
Well, one of our greatest programs is Poetry Out Loud, and that's a national competition of high school students. We've been doing that program at Amador Arts since 2016, and we also partner with the California Arts Council to teach a Poetry Out Loud workshop at the state competition.
So for those who are unaware, what is Poetry Out Loud?
Poetry Out Loud is a nationwide competition of high school students who memorize other people's poems and then compete kind of like a spelling bee So they present these recitations. They are judged on their performance quality, their connection to the text, the way they bring the poem to life, and also on their accuracy. So many students, you will lose points if you don't accurately recite the poem.
I see. What do you love about this type of activity or event specifically that you offer?
Poetry Out Loud and a lot of the other programs that the art councils across the state offer engages people in new ways and exposes them to new ways of thought. So what the students do is they go to a fabulous website, poetryoutloud.org, and they look through several hundred poems and they choose the ones that speak to them. And in doing so, high school students are exposed to different cultures, different time periods, different ways of communicating. And that's how they find their own voice, by connecting with other people outside of themselves. And it's beautiful to watch these students blossom as they go through that program.
It's kind of like their own interpretation.
Yes.
Wonderful. You also have a word bank. What is that?
So one of the main roles of the state local partners to the California Arts Council, which is what we are, one of our main roles is to collect data about arts, culture, and creativity. And so at Amador Arts, one of the ways we do this is by collecting words from people. And so anytime you see us out in public, you can give us a word, any word, and we collect them, we count them up at the end of the year, and we also use them to make poems with our Poetry Out Loud kids and also with other community members.
Does it have to be, I don't know, just a word that's out there or not used frequently, or could it be something like, I don't know, as simple as insight?
Yes, it could be any word. Every word is a great art supply for making a poem.
I love that. You know, you're also an artist, but also a teacher. What do you gain from teaching art to this next generation in the county that you call home?
Well, growing up in Amador County, I remember what it is like to be isolated from arts and cultural experiences. And so being in a position to bring Poetry Out Loud, which brings the world of arts and literature to our rural kids, that is such an honor to be that person that can open up that door for rural kids who oftentimes do feel isolated because we are far away from so many things.
Hmm. What is support like for the Amador Arts Council?
Support?
Mm-hmm.
We get support in a lot of different ways, and we give support in a lot of different ways. We are here to support the artists, the cultural practitioners, the arts organizations, and the art lovers in our community, not just in our community, but statewide and maybe beyond. And so part of that support is a coalition of partners in all 58 counties across the state. And we are partners to the California Arts Council, and together we want to spread the word of the arts and the powerful impacts that they can have on all of our communities, because we know that the arts are essential to thriving communities, not just because the arts stimulate economy and drive tourism, which they do, and not just because the arts help us heal and prevent suicide and support positive brain development and healthy aging, which they do, but really because the arts are the center of community cohesion. And so we want everyone in the state of California to know that your state local partners are working with you to advance your arts, cultural, and creative communities, and support artists in any way we can, not just for their career development, but also for their livelihood and their ability to give back to the community. So at Amador Arts, we want to make sure that people inside Amador County and outside Amador County know that Amador is a haven for creatives of all kinds: dancers, singers, theater people, visual artists, textile artists, traditional artists, folk artists, writers come to Amador County to thrive and work and give back to community. And anyone who's listening who's not in Amador County, you can reach out to amadorarts.org and I will connect you with your state local partner in your county because we all work together. That's how much we love this job we have of uplifting the arts mm-hmm. as central to communities who are thriving.
If someone's heading to Amador County this weekend, which is common, it's just about an hour outside of Sacramento, where would you recommend they go if they want to take in the arts?
Oh my gosh, you are going to have a full weekend ahead of you. There are several music venues this weekend in Plymouth, Sutter Creek, Ione, Jackson, Upcountry, and Pioneer. You have wonderful opportunities to see amazing musicians who are living the rural life and bringing exceptional music to the stage. In addition to that, there are galleries and retail artist collectives in every little town in Amador County. So get out there, take a stroll, enjoy all the arts.
You mentioned that, you know, in a rural area, it can be hard to get around and it can be hard to have access to the arts. How has the value of arts changed in recent years? I mean, of course, we had the pandemic and we were more isolated. Now, I think with social media, we can all be together, but looking at our phones. How has the value of arts changed in this time or deepened?
At Amador Arts, we work really hard on marketing the value of the arts to the community and working with Americans for the Arts and their Arts Impact tool to communicate to Amador County people how many different ways the arts can intersect with their life. And what I've noticed over the last 8 years working for Amador Arts is that more and more art spaces are popping up, more and more classes are being offered, more and more non-art businesses are including the arts in their business model because we know as a community that everything is art and that we need art to thrive. So I've seen the value of arts just expand in Amador County because we love coming together for creative experiences. And the truth about country living is that it has to be creative. In order to solve any problem in a rural space, you got to use that creative mind.
Well, Megan, thank you for taking the trip down. It was nice to see you.
Thank you.
Megan O'Keefe is the executive director of the Amador County Arts Council, which presents arts and cultural events throughout the county. The Blowbacks are headlining this weekend's TGIF Free Summer Concert Series. It is happening at Domenico Winery in Ione. Picnicking begins at 4 p.m. and the music kicks off from 6 to 8 p.m. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday.